The views expressed are not necessarily those of KSCJ and Powell Broadcasting Company. This program is not intended to replace the advice of doctors or other clinical providers. Consult with your practitioner to ensure the proper course of action for you.
Welcome to When Things Aren't Going Well on AM 1360, FM 94.9, KSCJ. This program is dedicated to your mental health wellness and brought to you by Family Services, a United Way partner agency. Here's your host, Art Silva.
Good morning, Siouxland. I'm Art Silva, and welcome to When Things Aren't Going Well. This show is dedicated to your mental wellness and how you can help yourself navigate the daily highway of life. We hope to educate and motivate you to help improve your mental wellness environment. Our show is brought to you by Family Services, a United Way partner agency serving the Siouxland community. Our topic today is celebrating helpers. And joining me today is Brenda Geisinger, Chief Operating Officer of Boys and Girls Home and Family Services, and licensed therapist Christy Spicer. Good morning, Brenda and Chrissy.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you guys today?
Good. How about you?
Hey, come on, Easter. I think we got another week to go before we turn the clocks. We go forward.
Spring forward.
Okay, so that's the 13th. So time moves on. I used to be in a movie clip, you know, when I was a kid going to movie. Time moves on, something like that. Anyhow, time is moving on. And we got a great show for us today because Christy made us aware of this is celebrating Helpers Month. So March is Helpers Month. So let's frame our topic, Christy.
Yeah, so March is National Social Workers Month. And so lots of great things are happening across the country to celebrate that. And I thought it would be great to talk about helpers in general, you know, social workers, which I am one of them. Brenda is a social worker as well. Are helpers, but there's so many other people who are out there doing such important work and are helpers. And I think that we just don't even think about who are the helpers in our lives that we get to come across, both personally, professionally, and just in all areas. And so I think it's important for us to kind of celebrate that and recognize it and take a look at how, like, everybody has the potential to be a helper, regardless of their age or what they're good at. And we just have just so many things that we can celebrate when it comes to helpers.
You know, when you look at helpers and you define helpers, caregivers are in there also. The difference being caregivers often do not have a choice. They're in that situation. But it's a wide spectrum of people that just help. And we could not get by without that help. So with that, let me hear more about, you know, National Helpers Month. We've talked about who they are, who they could be. Sometimes we take these things for granted. In everyday life, we have our helpers that we aren't even aware of because they intercede.
Yeah. So one of the things I think is important to think about is, like, what do we mean by a helper? So if we can kind of back up to that, you know, and I think when I was thinking about it, getting ready to come for the show today was, you know, it's really anyone that does something that helps to better a situation for somebody else. So if we start to think about that definition of doing something that's to help someone else in some way really opens up a lot of different ways to think about it. And, you know, I think about, I am really grateful for, you know, some of the professionals that do some help that we really take for granted, like the garbage man or women,
yes.
The people that pick up our garbage, you know, every week. And man, if they're not there on the day that they're supposed to be there, like, it throws us all off. And anyway, it's a huge help to us. You know, and so we just, there's lots of these, like, jobs that are helpers, and we just don't think about it. Waiters and waitresses are another group that we just don't think of them as helpers. But if we really then stop, it's like, they're doing a huge service.
I've always loved the working with waitresses and waiters. They deal with a slice of life, and we're not always on our best behavior. But man, not having been served a meal at home, I really appreciate when I go out to a restaurant, the being able to have a little companionship with that waiter or waitress, and they serve you. They do a great job. They ask you all the right questions, and never want to take that for granted. I think about the people in the grocery stores now who bring your groceries out to your car if you're using that service. Those are wonderful people making it a little easier for you. And, And it's something that the stores are offering as a service. So I know that with me, a little limitation on a back problem, I've really enjoyed the service. Mm-hmm. And those are the kind of helpers. But you know, Christy, let me back it up a step. It all starts with the attitude. It all starts with, let me look at this from somebody else's perspective. Mm-hmm. How can I help somebody else, not me?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I just was thinking, too, about all the behind-the-scenes people with some of those things, too, that we don't think about, that they're also helping us, too, but we don't get to see them. We don't get to thank them. You know, we don't get to recognize them.
I think outside of even the professional or the jobs of helpers, there are volunteers. There are so many volunteers in our community, those that help our agency at the Boys and Girls Home and Family Services, but just volunteers in general, whether it's at a church or at a school or in the neighborhood, they're an invaluable helper to our community and what makes us us.
You can't go, you know, this is a great community to volunteer in. If you want to volunteer, There's an agency that you can mm-hmm. help. It's a great town to volunteer in.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Art Silver, and you're listening to When Things Aren't Going Well. And with me today from Family Services is Brenda Geisinger and Christy Spicer. And we are discussing the helpers in our communities because March, I'm off today. March is strictly social worker month. So we're going to talk about helpers in all parts of the spectrum. With that, let's go on and let's define, take that next step of being, what's the benefit of being a helper?
Yeah, so I think there's lots of benefits. And before we get to that real quick, I just was thinking about, Brenda was talking about volunteers and how, and you mentioned that too, and so important to our community and lots of ways to get involved. And so people can volunteer with their time, right? And mm-hmm. so they can give up themselves that way. But also volunteering, I think, we don't always think about it as volunteering or as being, you know, a part of helping, but that monetary donations really is a way that people can do that too. So even folks that maybe have physical limitations or something, if there's a cause that they feel, that is really important to them, you know, a monetary donation, even in small amounts to places, is huge help. And so just kind of another way to think about how I can be a helper to other people too is in that way. But benefits of being a helper, I think it feels good. Right? Yeah. We generally feel happy. And we know that when we engage in activities that help us feel good about ourselves and we feel happy about, that is going to go across our other experiences that we have. And so I think that's really important. When you talk about volunteering, we can now feel like we're a part of something. So you have that belonging. So now I'm connecting to other people. And we get a sense of purpose and satisfaction. And all of those things are going to help our mental health, right? And just help us generally feel like the world is a little bit better of a place. And there's some things around us that, you know, these days that make us not think the world is a great place sometimes.
Sure.
And so anything we can do to help ourselves in that way, I think is great.
Do you find that helping other people becomes contagious, where you see other folks wanting to emulate what you're doing?
Absolutely. You know, if someone says, hey, let's go do this, and it's to help in some way, we're much more likely to say, I can do that. We also know with teenagers, it can really promote some positive behaviors in them when they are put into helper roles and they're taken and given some opportunities for that. And so that's another example of that kind of going beyond.
I think there's also this research that shows helping reduces stress. It gives you a sense of calmness because your heart is more open. And it gives you a sense of well-being. You're doing good and you're connecting with another person. And it just solidifies your purpose or engagement with others in the relationship. So I think it has physical benefits, it has emotional benefits, which sure are all good things. You can't mm-hmm. pass that up.
Mm-hmm.
Is it different when you're helping a friend or if a friend is helping you? Does that change this just a little bit? You have a little relationship with a person. I think it starts when you feel comfortable asking for help, mm-hmm. And it starts there with a friendship, because sometimes we have a hard time asking for help.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, that's an interesting question, because I think that, you know, the idea of asking for help when you are a person who's maybe a helper, that can be hard for you. But we all need help sometimes. I think that when it comes to like friendships and asking for help and receiving help, I think that's a part of building that relationship. And it's really important. I think that we can run into some things to be aware of and to be mindful of and careful about. But generally, when people are, you know, asking for help and needing that, like, we want to be helpful.
Well, we're coming up on our break, so continue your morning chill. We'll be right back with more of When Things Aren't Going Well right here on 1360 94.9 KSCJ.
Let's face it, it happens to all of us. However, the pandemic has compounded all of our lives and activities. Even the simplest tasks seem harder. Hi, I'm Brenda Geisinger, the Chief Operating Officer at the Boys and Girls Home and Family Services. Family Services is a United Way partner agency serving children and families of our community, and we're here to help. If you'd like to learn more about Family Services, please contact us via email, website, Facebook, or phone Mary Pickens. At Family Services, we change lives.
Welcome back to When Things Aren't Going Well on KSCJ. Here's Art Silva.
Welcome back to When Things Aren't Going Well. I'm Art Silva, along with Brenda Geisinger and Christy Spicer. And today we're talking about helpers, celebrating helpers. March is a social worker month, so we have a lot of social workers and a lot of helpers in general out there. So this month is for you, and this show is for you. So with that, let's get back to our conversation. And we talked about the benefits of being a helper. Let's talk about how can helping be bad. Christy?
Yeah, so one of the things I think about with helping, just kind of to keep in mind, is, are we helping a person or are we enabling them? So there's a fine line with that, right? And enabling means that you're helping the person stay stuck in whatever kind of situation they have. So you're not kind of helping them move forward with that. And that can be really hard to tell the difference. And a lot of times I think it takes talking about that situation to somebody else. This is what's happening. This is how I'm supporting this person. And having somebody else kind of help you, like, consider that, because it's hard when you're in it and you want to be helpful and you're helping that person and you see that it is helping them. So I think talking to others and getting some help from someone else to see that is important.
Okay, I got to ask this question. When does, hey, mind your own business kick in? Because I could see, you know, if they don't agree with the advice you're giving them or see the fact that you're trying to help them, that could be a reaction in a nice way. I'll work this out on my own. Do you see that happening? Is that a risk?
I think sometimes that does happen. And that's not necessarily a bad thing. If someone says, mind your own business or I got this, at least you've put forth the effort and you can honor and recognize they don't want your assistance. But at least you made that offer. And that's okay. I think the other danger of being a helper is you get so busy helping, you're not taking care of yourself. Mm-hmm. You become emotionally and physically drained. And you have to take care of yourself in order to help others. You can't take on the world's problems all of the time.
Mm-hmm. Well, how do you know that it's helping? Or is it a problem for you? Sometimes you can go to help and you take on the problem, especially if the person you're trying to help doesn't want to participate going forward. So what are your thoughts on that, Christy?
So I think if you start to feel some resentful feelings or some negative feelings towards the person that you're trying to help, that's a warning sign to kind of take a look at what's going on here. What do I need to be thinking about? And so that's one thing that I would think about with that. I also think it's important to kind of think about if helping is a problem for you, if you're feeling like you have to help them and that's your only way of like feeling good about you, there's something else going on there for you. And I also, you know, Brenda kind of said, you know, sometimes helping can really put a strain on us, you know, physically and mentally, emotionally. And if helping is making it so you can't manage your own responsibilities, we need to pause and kind of go, okay, how is this all fitting in? And that's really when you're out doing, you know, things maybe outside of your family. Like you talked about caregivers at the beginning. Sometimes being that caregiver to someone might mean that some of your other responsibilities are being difficult to manage or whatever, but you're in that, right? And you, so at that time, you're doing what you need to be doing. So these are not cut and dry sort of like rules, but they're things to, that you can kind of think about just so that, you know, you can be as healthy as you can be while you're also being a helper to others.
I think there's also this misnomer, helping means you have to do something. Sometimes being a helper is saying no and having a boundary and mm-hmm. taking care of yourself so they can take care of their stuff and knowing when that line is getting crossed.
You know, Christy, you came up with a quote, I think, from Queen Elizabeth. And that kind of like, what you want to share that with us, please?
Sure, I can share this. So this was something I got in an email. You know, when you're working in this field, you get emails sometimes. And this was from one of them. And I just thought it just kind of resonated with me this week. But so it says, but even with the inspiration of others, it's understandable that we sometimes think the world's problems are so big that we can do little to help. On our own, we cannot end wars or wipe out injustice, but the cumulative impact of thousands of small acts of goodness can be bigger than we imagine. And that was a quote by Queen Elizabeth.
So true. So the power of many. Instead of taking on Herculean tasks, little pieces at a time consistently helps a lot. I always use this phrase in the office. You know, everything I learned in life, I learned in kindergarten. And the number one thing was to hold hands and look both ways. In other words, look for help. We're not mm-hmm. expected to do this on our own, this mm-hmm. life's journey. So, you know, as things come up, yeah, there's help out there. And helping somebody should not make you feel bad. So if you're in the Lenten season and you're looking for something to do, let's be very general. Go help someone. You know, sometimes it can be as little as bringing in the barrels for your next door neighbor.
Yes.
It's just a consideration that, hey, you're there, I know you're there, and I'll help you any way I can. You know, I'm your neighbor. So it's bringing things back around full circle, hopefully to a time, a better time, where we did look out for each other. And, you know, a neighbor is something very important. So this is a great topic that we're having on, and I'd like just to go on, continue on with, okay, I feel good about this. I want to be a volunteer. What can I do? Where do I go?
I think you can look in the newspaper. They always have, you know, this section of volunteer help needed, and you can get different ideas. We welcome people to volunteer at the Boys and Girls Home. Just give us a call at 293-4700. Ask for Barb, and we can look at opportunities there. There are always opportunities in this community at various organizations. And just ask around, ask your friends, what are your interests? Which ways can you help?
I think we work a lot with children and adolescents, and I know there's always something in that field that we can be doing, working with the kids. And sometimes stepping out of your comfort level, you'll learn a lot. I love when we get down to the kids and they start talking about how they see things. And please, everybody, ask the kids how they see things. Ask the adolescents how they see things. Engage in that conversation. It will open up a ton of opportunities for you to show your wisdom, to talk with them, and let them know that you're there to help. I think it all starts with, does somebody know I'm here to help? Or do they view me as a pain? Mm-hmm. You know, and I'm here to help. And so how do we get rid of those? That's the relationship part you talked about. Getting rid of those misconceptions that will help you be successful, a successful outcome.
Yeah, I think you're kind of talking about that idea of I don't need help.
Yeah, I don't need help.
I
gotta figure this out. How many times have you heard that?
I'm good. Yeah. I think the thing I try to always remember is we all need something at some point, right? Like, I need my garbage to get picked up because I live in town and they don't let me burn it here, right? So I need someone to do that, right? So we all need help, and it's okay to recognize that we need help. And I know, you know, I used that as the example, but we also need someone to sometimes bring in our garbage cans because we're leaving town, or just can't do it. Or we need someone, when my arms are full, I am grateful for the person who opens the door or holds the door open for me, right? And it is some, like, we all get help sometimes, and it is okay. It doesn't mean that I'm not strong enough or that I'm not good enough or that I can't do it. It just means somebody else was able to take my load, even just a little bit, and that's okay.
Well, I'll tell you, it's been a great show, and we're coming up on to the end of our show for this week, and we always want to leave you with a little humor for your mental wellness. So here we go with our joke for the day. Young boy came up to his dad and asked him, "Daddy, what does the word alternatives mean?" And the father said, "Well, let's say you had a dozen chickens. You could sell the eggs, or you could also try and put the eggs in a nest, get a hatching light, and hatch the chicken. Then you feed them, breed them, watch them grow, get some roosters in the mix. Soon you'll have more eggs, another few nests, and you'll be on your way to becoming a chicken farmer. You'll build a coop a few, hire a helper, start properly sourcing feedstocks, plan breeding cycles, all that goodness. Then a hurricane might come and destroy everything that you have built. It'll flood the farm, the coop will go half on the water, and the chicken will drown." The son is all confused, looks at the dad and says, "I just don't get it. So what are the alternatives?" Dad says, "Ducks." Well, you got to have a little humor in your life. And Brenda and Christy, thank you so much for coming today and sharing your expertise. We really appreciate it. We are looking to grow our family at Boys and Girls Home and Family Services. So if you're looking for a change or you'd like to go in and work with our children, please give us a call at 293-4700 and ask for the HR department. We have plenty of openings right now, so love to have you join us. This has been a great show today. We'll be back. Before we go, we got to give a shout out. And I want to give a shout out to volunteers. So I would like to shout out to our new board members at the Boys and Girls Home Parent Board, Paul Gosman. Paul, I know it's a short term, but we'll work with you before you go. We'd love to have you here. Amanda Moser and Danielle Gutierrez. And I want to thank all three of them for joining us on the Boys and Girls Home Board. We'll be back next Saturday morning right here at 1360 AM, 94.9 FM, KSCJ, with more of When Things Aren't Going Well. And we're coming into the Musketeer season where we do our face-off for charity. So we got a couple of great shows coming up for you, so tune in. In the interim, don't forget to do your homework. Go out and have a great laugh. We'll see you next Saturday morning. May the sun shine on you.
Happy trails to you until we meet. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then. Happy trails to you. Till we meet again.
For more information on the services provided by Boys and Girls Home and Family Services, see them online at boysandgirlshomeiowa.org. Or you can call 712-293-4700 to get more information about family services, residential treatment, the Opportunity School, the Siouxland Family Center, and more. At Boys and Girls Home and Family Services, we change lives.